We have time for one more Kenny Baker story.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, when I was learning how to play, I was a teenager. I was around a guy in Louisville who was Benny Martin's cousin. And Benny Martin, Kenny Baker were two of my biggest heroes. And so I used to talk to this guy, Benny's cousin, you know, who'd been around all the great field players, you know, because I'd heard Kenny Baker play on records and on live shows. I had a few of those, but I never really had seen him play live. And so, and the same goes with a lot of these other guys. And I would talk to this guy, and I'd quiz him about all these different fiddle players, you know. And I was talking to him on the phone one time, and I said, "Man, what about Kenny Baker? God, he sure is smooth, you know." He said, yeah, Kenny Baker, man. He gets up there with Monroe, and he nails them double stops, and he nails all them licks. Never cracks a smile. Just straight face, just stands there, you know, straight face throughout the whole thing. Well, I remembered that, and a few years later, this other friend of mine from Indiana asked if I was going to go to Bean Blossom that year. He said, "You need to go to Bean Blossom. Kenny Baker, Josh Graves are playing Bean Blossom. I want you to meet Kenny Baker." And I said, "All right. How is Kenny Baker? Is he an all right guy? Or what's the deal with him? I heard he never smiled." And he said, "Oh, that ain't true. He smiles, you know." So we talked a little more about it, and I didn't think nothing of it, you know. Then we got over to Bean Blossom, and Kenny and Josh Graves played their first set. Kenny was playing as good as he ever did, just nailing everything, you know. And then after the set, my buddy said, "Come on over here. They're in Josh's station wagon. I want you to meet Kenny." And so I go over there, and Dave said, "Kenny, this is the boy I was telling you about. This is Michael Cleveland here." Kenny said, Yeah, you're that boy that said I never smiled." And then there was this one other quick story, and we'll get back to I'm sorry to hold up the show, but there's this one other story. I was going to watch him do a workshop one time. He was doing a workshop at Bean Blossom, and I went over before the workshop to say hi. And he said, "Son, why don't you get up here and do this workshop? I don't want to do it." I said, "Well, Kenny, you got to do the workshop. Your name's on the bill." His exact words were, "By hell, I don't like doing workshops. And why don't you get up here and go do that workshop for me?" I said, "Man, I'll do it with you. You know, but you got to do it, you know." So I'd sit up there with him, and anytime anybody would ask him about a tune, "Kenny, what about Bluegrass in the Backwoods, or what about Lonesome Moonlight Waltz?" He'd go, "Son, play Lonesome Moonlight Waltz." I thought, oh God, talk about being under the gun. Anyway, that's my Kenny Baker.
And now we have more. This is going to turn into the Kenny Baker story hour because I thought of two.
Yeah.
This one is a serious one. When I was younger, I remember playing opening act for in a band in New York City for Bill Monroe when they came to New York, and Kenny Baker was backstage, and I was this ratty hippie, and I came up to him, and he was so dapper, beautiful, wearing a beautiful suit, and wearing a beautiful hat and everything, and we were listening to some guy play old-time fiddle, and he said to me, "You know, I never wanted to play like that. I always wanted to play like Joe Venuti and Stephan Grappelli," which is really amazing because it shows you this persistence in bluegrass fiddle of this heritage from swing and jazz violin, because Chubby Wise, the first bluegrass fiddler, was a swing fiddler. And all of this beautiful smoothness that comes into bluegrass through Kenny Baker was inspired by Joe Venuti, the first great jazz violinist, and Stephan Grappelli, the second great jazz violinist. So certainly there's something in the fiddling that's bifurcated, which always reminds me of that quote from Benny Martin where he said, "When you're playing bluegrass fiddle, you're on a line between jazz and bluegrass." One of the great Zen quotes. But Kenny Baker was famous. You know, when I asked Brian to play on the big Kenny Baker tribute, he said he'd come and wear his prosthetic ears, because Kenny Baker was very famous for having really large ears. And that's a necessary predicate to this next story. My friends Jay Unger and Molly Mason were watching a documentary about Bill Monroe's music, and Kenny Baker came on, and he's recounting the early times. He says, I was in a place and I heard Bill Monroe's music, and when I heard it, I couldn't believe my ears. And Molly Mason turned around and said, we can't believe them either. couldn't believe my ears. We can't believe them either.